Hollywood, here I don't come.
I know why I'm not a Hollywood celebrity. I don't have star drive, that necessary trait for a person to succeed on the stage or screen. I also lack another key factor, talent. Sure, I've made my lukewarm forays into the world of acting. Years ago, I took a few script reading and improv courses. And while living on the West Coast, I did extra work in a dozen series and several movies. When I heard about an audition for a local filmmaker, I blew the dust off my skimpy acting resume. Although no pay was involved, the challenge sounded like fun, and I scheduled an appointment to read at a nearby hotel. After memorizing my lines, I skipped to that audition. But reading lines at your mirror doesn't compare with doing the scene across from a stranger. When it was my turn to read, the script sounded completely foreign in my ears. I stammered and stumbled. If bungling my lines wasn't bad enough, my confidence plummeted when the director suggested I try again. "But this time," he said, "don't move around so much and try to be more quiet." "More quiet, okay, sure," I said, wearing an idiot grin. What really went through my mind was, what did I just do, flail my arms and shout? At that surreal point, all I could focus on was remembering my lines and staring at the adorable scriptwriter, the one who read the other character's lines. In the story, I was supposed to be his mother. "I wish I had a son as cute as you," I thought, and then realized I'd spoken aloud as the group started laughing. Laughing is too strong. Make that awkward chuckling. Not only was I a bad actor, I felt like Mrs. Robinson, surrounded by a crew young enough to be my children. Surprise, surprise, I didn't get the part. I couldn't even give away my free acting services. While leaving the hotel, I had a flashback. I was doing extra work at a rundown movie set in Vancouver. After pulling off a shapeless dress, three sizes too large, from wardrobe, I sighed at the end of a long night. The actors and crew were cranky, the bag lunches were stale, and someone yelled at me during a take when my shoes made scrunching noises on the dirty floor. Plus, I wanted to tell the actor playing an FBI agent to stop mumbling and speak up. The highlight of the shoot was when a camera fell and knocked a man unconscious. I remember thinking, this two-bit series will never get off the ground. What a dump. That two-bit series? The X-Files. Listed as one of the longest-running science fiction series at 12 seasons. Turns out the mumbling agent Mulder was played by David Duchovny, and I was in the pilot with him. The truth is out there. I'm a bad actor. Time to shelve my dreams of a Hollywood star and stick to writing, where I can invent my own characters and flail my arms until the cows come home, or shout until I'm blue in the face. Pick a cliche, and I'll be there. With bells on.